Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm reading from Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you stars of light. Praise Him, you heaven of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all the depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, storm and wind, stormy wind, fulfilling His word. Mountains and all His fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all the cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all the peoples, princes and all the judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above the heaven and earth, and He has exalted the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints. Of the children of Israel, a people near to Him, praise the Lord. Switch this. I was thinking this morning about how all created things are called to praise the Lord. Yet we have a song that no other created thing nor angel has to sing. That is the song of redemption. Although we know that those who are saved are washed and our sins are remembered no more, let us continually remember the redemptive work of Christ in our lives and never get complacent in our praise for the forgiveness of our sins. Let us pray. Lord, we give You thanks and praise, for You alone are good and worthy of all glory and honor. Let us lift up our voice and our hearts in praise today. Lead us away from any evil path we have chosen or considered, and let us worship You in purity and holiness. We glorify Your name. In Jesus' name, amen.